Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Atlanta today, where he'll launch an initiative being called Black Voices for Trump, the campaign trying to boost his numbers among black voters in the 2020 election. Yesterday, his number two, Mike Pence, made things official, filing the paperwork needed for the president to run again in New Hampshire.
I couldn't be more honored on behalf of the President of the United States to add his name to the ballot. We look forward to being through the Granite State again and again.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has been subpoenaed to testify in the House impeachment inquiry this morning. Last month, he said President Trump froze nearly $400 million in U.S. aid to Ukraine to pressure the country into investigating Democrats, but then he denied that statement. A White House official says Mulvaney's not expected to show up today, despite that subpoena. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck is expected to be named interim Chicago Police Superintendent. Reports in the Windy City indicate that Beck may be named to the position before the end of the day. He comes highly recommended by the law enforcement community and would succeed Chicago Superintendent Eddie Johnson, who will stay on as the top cop through the end of the year. An employee at a Buffalo Wild Wings location in Massachusetts is dead after being exposed to a chemical cleaner. Fire officials in Burlington, Mass. say 10 other people were hospitalized after being exposed to that powerful chlorine-concentrated floor cleaning chemical. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions announcing yesterday that he is running for his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, with a video explaining why he has not been attacking President Trump despite being pushed out of office by him.
The president's doing a great job for America and Alabama, and he has my strong support.
And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A descendant of the U.S. commander who led the Wounded Knee Massacre is asking for forgiveness. Bradley Upton is the great-great-grandson of Commander James Forsyth, who led the 7th Cavalry during that assault on Native Americans in Wounded Knee. That was in Wounded Knee, South Dakota, back in 1890. U.S. troops killing over 250 unarmed men, women, and children during that massacre. This week, the 67-year-old Upton formally apologized for the atrocities carried out by his relative. An Iowa appeals court is rejecting a convicted murderer's claim that he has served his life sentence because he already died. Benjamin Schreiber says he was resuscitated 5 times in 2015 after collapsing in his prison cell because of large kidney stones. Despite having a do not resuscitate order, Schreiber was revived and eventually brought back to health. On Wednesday, the appeals court denied his argument that he should be released because he fulfilled the terms of his life sentence. And rocker Ozzy Osbourne is coming out with his first studio album in a decade. The album Ordinary Man is due out early next year. It's going to feature his new song, Under the Graveyard, which is already out. The last time he had a solo LP out was in 2010 with Scream. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Holding the Line. This is the newest book from former commander Guy Snodgrass, who is the former speechwriter and communications director for James Mattis. Inside Trump's Pentagon with Secretary Mattis, an inside view, a powerful view that I know is going to capture your attention and hold on to you. Guy Snodgrass recently served, as I mentioned, as the Director of Communications and Chief Speechwriter to Secretary of Defense James Mattis, a former naval aviator, F-A-18 pilot, served as a commanding officer of a fighter squadron based in Japan, a Top Gun instructor, and a combat pilot over the skies of Iraq as part of his 20-year Navy career. Commander, off the bat, thank you for your dedicated service and your patriotism to our country.
Thanks, Bill, and thanks for having me today.
Well, good to have you here to tell this inside story that people are not aware of. I mean, a bit confused, because it seems like there's so many players when it comes to military. There's just lots of dominoes in the game here. Help us understand what happened, you know, with General Mattis and Trump.
Well, you know, I think that there's a lot of positives that are included in the book. You know, when you think about this as a year and a half of my own experience, as a memoir of my time, and I had a little bit about my own naval service, as you mentioned, as a fighter pilot. But more importantly, it walks the readers through some of the greatest accomplishments we've had in the last couple of years, especially when it comes to making America's military great again. And then you restore funding to America's military. We've brought ISIS to the brink of destruction. The fact that you have worked to strengthen a lot of our alliances and partnerships. So there's a lot of good news in this book. The one thing that I kind of keep coming back to as a theme, though, is the danger that exists if you erode our alliances and our partnerships around the world.
Mm-hmm. That was the thing that came up repeatedly, and that General Mattis was especially concerned about, and was the, I guess, the way we treated our allies, that it seemed like right off the bat that the president did not understand the allies were key to any kind of success.
Well, that's right, and that's something that when you have a policy stance of America first, you know, I loved Mattis's line, which was America first does not mean America alone.
Yes.
So it's easy to lose sight of the fact that America has long served as a leader to international communities, to the world at large. I mean, we are the most powerful nation in the world, and we're a nation that people look to for our democratic principles and for how we operate as a country. But when you blindside them with policy changes, or when you openly threaten to withdraw forces from around the world that they rely on for security and stability. Well, not only does it hurt them, but I'm telling you right now that one of our greatest strengths as a country is that we have so many allies and partners who want to work alongside us, that no other nation can claim that same strength.
Yeah, why would anybody want to work with anyone else unless it was something diabolical? When it comes for the good of all concerned, the American ideal still lives, and that light on a shining hill is still shining. Maybe not as bright as it used to, but I think we can return to brighter days.
Well, I think that's one thing I loved about my 2 decades in uniform. I served for 6 years in Japan. I actually lived there on a joint U.S.-Japanese military base. I had a chance to patrol the waters of the Indo-Pacific and Asia, and I visited just numerous foreign countries. And I would tell you that, by and large, when you talk to a lot of non-Americans, they do look to America as that shining city on the hill, as you put it, and as Ronald Reagan put it.
Right.
So I don't think we've lost that. I think what people are concerned by and sometimes confused by is just how ad hoc we are, the fact that we will come out with a policy and then 2 weeks or 2 months later we reverse ourselves. And it makes it very difficult for nations who want to serve alongside us to do so. They don't necessarily know what we're going to do next.
Well, let's fast forward here, because there was quite a disruption when the president had announced our departure. And it seemed like, oh, my God, are we back in Saigon one more time? Because I served in the Marine Corps during the final days, so to speak. I wasn't in country, but I was in the public affairs office at Camp Pendleton, California, in the USMC. And from my observation point, it was very troubling to see the way we left Vietnam. And then here we are, and it's almost like, deja vu all over again here.
Well, it would be like your example, except if you suddenly were withdrawing everyone from Vietnam, and then 2 weeks later you're putting everyone back in with those same helicopters, and the Vietnamese are saying, well, I'm confused, what's happening?
Exactly.
So, that's the concern is, again, when you think about the world stage, it's people like consistency. And that doesn't mean that you have to stay with failed policies. It doesn't mean you have to continue to make bad decisions. But what it does mean is that you should be working with those allies and partners behind the scenes, out of the public eye, so that you can work cooperatively together. And then once a decision's been made, and if they don't like it, obviously you've given them a fair warning that this is coming. They can plan for it. And now it doesn't have the look of such chaos when a withdrawal like this occurs. But that being said, I mean, there are so many positive things that did occur under Secretary Mattis's watch and as he worked for President Trump. And then, of course, like I said, I like to call it like it is. So there are lessons to be learned from this book.
Without a doubt. Well, you document the philosophical differences between the general and the president. Outline that a little bit, if you would.
Well, I think it touches on what we've already mentioned, the philosophical difference being that President Trump really, I mean, he's a very savvy politician. He knows how to rile up his base. He knows how to maneuver those political waters. But a lot of times it has the appearance of instant gratification. And that's why you get this chaotic feel throughout the administration. And, of course, he's well known for this.
Mm-hmm.
But with someone like Secretary Mattis, he's a four-star retired Marine Corps general. He's someone who relies heavily on strategy, who once you've set that strategy, you want to put everything in place to meet it, and that includes what he would call transparency and alignment. You want to make sure everyone knows what's going to happen, and you want to make sure they're all pulling in the same direction for best success. And again, if there was one lesson that I would continue to offer up to this White House is don't leave your partners behind, don't leave your allies behind, especially when they're in your own administration.
Exactly. We got to go to break. We've got more from the commander after this. Stay with us.
not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players on special for optimal immune support. Nucleotide Complex, featuring the basis for all cellular structure. Colostrum, with its naturally occurring immunoglobulins. And ultra-quality olive leaf support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment, just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Commander Guy Snodgrass continues. Guy was the former chief speechwriter and communications director for Secretary James Mattis during his time. And he has released a new book called Holding the Line, Inside Trump's Pentagon with Secretary Mattis. Give us an understanding of what was going on with the Pentagon. It seemed like there was less involvement from civilians than previous years.
I think I think what I relay to the readers of the book is that Secretary Mattis, you know, you tend to, as a leader, fall back on what you know and what you feel comfortable with. And so for Secretary Mattis, as a recently retired Marine four-star general, he surrounded himself with other Navy and Marine Corps officers. Of course, we had some other branches represented as well, and a couple civilians. But you fall back on what has made you successful to that point. And I think that meant it was a very heavy reliance on uniformed members. And that meant that there was a lot of times where very significant decisions were being made where the more junior military members were, of course, going to their far more senior civilian counterparts and saying, well, ma'am, or well, sir, here's what you're going to do. And, of course, that will ruffle a lot of feathers when these are presidentially appointed and Senate-confirmed individuals who should be running the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't know, the dynamic tension between civilian and military has always been a problem for me. I've got to tell you this, Commander. Again, back in my days in the Marine Corps, in my observation, particularly with what happened in Vietnam, I don't know that the big takeaway, especially out of Vietnam, could be that the civilians' input was all that I guess all that positive, you might say, because you talked about earlier that, you know, the repeated refrain in Vietnam was you would go and fight for a hill, you would lose friends on the hill, and you would give up the hill, and then you had to go back another day and fight for it all over again.
Well, it's challenging. I would say, though, that you know, every administration is different. Every administration has its own feel. Sometimes you have civilians who are just absolutely incredible at their job. The biggest danger in what you're describing is when the civilians who may be making decisions thousands and thousands of miles away from the battlefield are doing so more out of political calculations and what will play domestically back home than they are in trying to either win that fight or to take care of the men and women who are actually placing themselves into harm's way. And so I think one of the things that President Trump has done, which was very successful, was he early on gave Secretary Mattis and through him, of course, the generals that served under his charge, more flexibility and more autonomy to take the fight to the enemy, in this case, the global war on terror, so that we could be more effective and you were not relying, as you just said, on members of the policymaking machine back in D.C. to make military-centric decisions.
Exactly. Well, and this is what I appreciated about what Secretary Mattis brought, you know, to the team was his desire to keep it apolitical, if that's even possible in the Beltway.
Oh, it is. It is possible, and I would tell you, for your listeners, certainly encourage them to pick up the book because I wrote it from that same lens. I, just like Secretary Mattis, my boss, understood for my two decades as a fighter pilot in the Navy the importance of presenting factual, firsthand accounts to the American public, not putting a political spin on it, so that you can read for yourself and make your own decision rather than being told what to think. And I found it to be a very important part of this book writing process.
And what was your evaluation of the initial team between Mattis and McMasters and Tillerson? What was going on there?
Well, you know, on the one hand, publicly, the media would capture those individuals and call them the adults in the room. And it's so fascinating for me to be inside that bubble again with my firsthand account. When you're outside the bubble, you had this sense that here were a collection of individuals who were, in some case, you know, the adults in the room. They were standing tall to maybe temper the president's worst instincts. And by that, I mean, you know, sometimes if he wanted to make a very quick snap judgment but didn't understand all of the history or the military implications that would occur from that decision. So I think they played an important role in that standpoint. But behind the scenes, of course, like any relationship, there's ups and downs. One of the ones that I highlight for readers in the book is that despite all the appearances, there was actually a fairly contentious relationship that was playing out between Secretary of Defense Mattis and National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Of course, Mattis being a retired four-star general and McMaster being an active-duty three-star general, and that matters.
So you get that that dynamic in play, and it's unfortunate here. But, you know, going back to the initial relationship between Secretary Mattis and President Trump, Secretary Mattis knew that he was going to have his hands full with President Trump going into this, but he still accepted the job. Why did he do that?
You know, he never explained to us why. I think from what I observed firsthand, you know, there was no doubt in my mind that Secretary Mattis cares deeply about America, right, America's standing in the world, and about rebuilding America's military. And certainly most importantly on that last point, that's a shared view that he had with President Trump about, you know, making America's military great again. Mm-hmm. I would say, though, that it is noteworthy. I'm sure historians over time are going to make a lot out of the fact that by Secretary Mattis's own admission, when he interviewed with President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Pence, that he disagreed with the president on every single question that was raised. And that's probably a pretty good indicator of how your relationship might come.
Exactly. Well, and it's okay, I guess, going into it, if you realize that kind of tension is there, and, you know, his own military background and discipline probably felt that, and nonetheless, I mean, maybe he felt that Donald Trump really needed him.
Well, I think that's true. I think that not only did he feel that way, other generals, other retired admirals, other national security experts had, when asked by President-elect Trump who he should bring in, you know, a lot of fingers were pointing at General Mattis as someone who was the consummate warrior, but also noted as a scholar, someone with a deep background in history. And if you have a president who's unproven on the national stage, and by that I mean as an elected leader, someone who had never served in uniform, you want individuals like Secretary Mattis and others who are serving today who have that broad background, that deep knowledge, and are experts in their fields who can help advise the president on the decisions he'd like to make.
And I would say have the conviction of what they believe in, and things that I've seen of this president before is that he seemed to honor this. You know, you don't necessarily need somebody to agree with you, but you need somebody who's passionate about what they believe in, and he brings a lot to the table in terms of practical experience.
Well, he sure does. And look, I mean, that's something that I'm very proud of with my military service. We're all trained from a very early age, as you well know, that, you know, it is fair game, and you are expected to disagree with your boss in private to give your very best advice to help come to the best decision. But once your boss has made that decision, then you step out smartly, and certainly in the public eye, you carry out their policy directives. And I think that Secretary Mattis worked very hard to toe that line, to hold that line. He would give the president his best advice behind closed doors, and then when the president, should he choose to accept it, great. If he chose to go in a direction he felt was better for the country, then Secretary Mattis would back him up.
Well, Commander, as we wrap things up, holding the line inside Trump's Pentagon with Secretary Mattis, what do you want the audience, the reader, to take away from your book?
You know, I'd really like them to know that it is such a fractured political environment right now. There's so much misinformation being played around, and it typically goes along the lines of partisan talking points. This is the only book that I am aware of that comes from a recently serving military officer, someone who is there for firsthand accounts to be able to provide that kind of firsthand account of what's really going on with America's military, what we're doing around the world, and, of course, that relationship that many people are very curious about that existed between Mattis and Trump. And again, I think that it will highlight a lot of the great things that have occurred with America's military over the last few years. There's some areas for continued improvement, but also just the important role that Secretary Mattis played as Secretary of Defense.
Well, Commander, again, thank you. We appreciate your contribution and service to this country and the contribution to the conversation regarding our military. Guy Snodgrass on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Commander. Appreciate it.
This is sponsored by SK Life Science, Inc. More than 3 million people in the U.S. are affected by epilepsy, with 150,000 new cases reported each year. A new national survey called Seize the Truth About Epilepsy Perceptions revealed that 75% of patients agree that all they can do is accept their condition. Not only are patients affected physically, but the emotional, social, and financial consequences of epilepsy are equally as severe, with 58% of caregivers and 47% of patients having to take time off of work in the past year. The survey also revealed a wide range of challenges in the management of the disease, with a significant disconnect in conversations between healthcare professionals, caregivers, and patients. Danielle Becker, physician, Penn Medicine.
It is vital that patients and healthcare providers have an open and honest dialogue during office visits. The findings revealed that nearly half of patients surveyed admitted they don't share real-life goals with their doctors. Frank discussions are necessary in order to provide the patient with the best possible care.
For more information, visit www.webmd.com/epilepsy survey.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Atlanta today, where he'll launch an initiative being called Black Voices for Trump, the campaign trying to boost his numbers among black voters in the 2020 election. Yesterday, his number two, Mike Pence, made things official, filing the paperwork needed for the president to run again in New Hampshire.
I couldn't be more honored on behalf of the President of the United States to add his name to the ballot. We look forward to being through the Granite State again and again.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has been subpoenaed to testify in the House impeachment inquiry this morning. Last month, he said President Trump froze nearly $400 million in U.S. aid to Ukraine to pressure the country into investigating Democrats, but then he denied that statement. A White House official says Mulvaney's not expected to show up today, despite that subpoena. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
The fight that we're in, you need to know what you're up against. For decades, we've ignored it because conservatives have a way of just kind of going, okay, well, all this deleterious stuff associated with climate, it has to be that way. And if not, then we're going to get a young 16-year-old girl from Sweden to come in and passionately appeal to our better angels.
It's the best of Bill Martinez this weekend right here. Hey, Bill, you haven't noticed? The left is undone.
I think it needs to be in put in such a young way to young children, like mentally, in their mental health, to be told that this certain amount of people died for you. I think it's a lot of...
You mustn't exaggerate. I mean,
no, I don't, you know, I don't think I am exaggerating. You know, I remember learning it as a child.
We can't
posit, God,
we can't
it's so intense.
Children. Children need to know that it's a dangerous world out there.
Of course
they need to know that crossing the road is sometimes dangerous.
Of course.
They need to know that if they get too fat, there are obesity issues.
But of course, but mental health is on the rise completely. I don't think encouraging death or telling people how many people died in a world war is going to help someone in the future.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
America, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, as we approach cold and flu season, you know, it's important to remember how important it is to take care of your health. This is particularly important for cancer patients receiving chemotherapy. Chemotherapy can reduce the number of white blood cells you have, which can lead to infections, treatment delays, hospitalization, and sometimes even death. Based on CDC data, about 650,000 cancer patients receive chemotherapy in an outpatient oncology clinic in the United States each year, and more than 100,000
5,000 are hospitalized because of the side effect. It is critically important that patients and their caregivers learn about the steps they can take to lower their risk of infection during chemotherapy. That's why in 2009, CDC and the CDC Foundation set out to create a program to educate patients using simple, engaging tools. Now, the Preventing Infections in Cancer Patients program is now celebrating its 10th anniversary and continues to provide evidence-based resources for patients, caregivers, and oncology providers with a focus on materials that can be easily understood by all cancer patients. This includes a PSA, a bilingual website in English and Spanish, and an interactive virtual healthcare provider tool called Tina and Tina en Español. Learning about health information is confusing at the best of times, but never more so and when you're dealing with a cancer diagnosis. Tina is designed to be a safe learning environment for patients to learn about the risk of infection and steps they can take to reduce that risk. Well, Dr. Lisa Richardson and a cancer survivor, Rhonda McCall-Walker, is going to be here to talk about and discuss PICP's 10th anniversary and share resources for cancer patients and survivors, including details about Tina and Tina en Español virtual avatar simulations, the importance of infection prevention during chemotherapy, and tips for healthy lifestyle choices amongst patients and survivors. Great to have you with us, Dr. Richardson. To begin, congratulations on the 10-year anniversary of the Preventing Infections in Cancer Patients program. Can you tell me what this program is and why it is so important?
Well, Prevent Infections in Cancer Patients is a web-based, started out as a web-based educational tool for cancer patients during the time of chemotherapy. The hidden side effect, as we call it, is a low white count or neutropenia. And you only know, you can know what you have by the chemotherapy that you're receiving or when it should occur, but you also need to know how to keep yourself well during that time and to prevent infections. And that's why the website was developed.
I couldn't help but notice that one of your new resources is a virtual healthcare provider named Tina. Can you explain exactly what Tina is and why you chose to use virtual humans?
Well, as you just said, Tina is a virtual human avatar. And so when we were thinking about how to promote the program or improve the resources, the avatar was the next logical step. Everybody likes to play video games, or if they don't, they identify with avatars. And she's just a very personable person, easy to talk to, and just calms people and helps them get through learning about the side effect of chemotherapy and what they can do.
Dr. Richardson, I also see that you recently built out a whole suite of Spanish language resources. Why was that important for this program?
Well, the largest foreign language speaking group in our country are Spanish speakers, and we had been asked multiple times for these resources, so we decided to invest in resources to develop our print materials, our website, as well as Tina en Español, and we've had a great response to those materials.
Let's bring on our cancer survivor, Rhonda McCall-Walker. First, congratulations, Rhonda, for being cancer-free. Can you tell us about your experience with cancer and treatment?
Sure. Thank you so much. I was diagnosed 1 week before Christmas 2014 with stage 3 breast cancer, and it was locally advanced, and so my oncologist decided a pretty rigorous course of treatment, which included 8 rounds of chemotherapy, 28 rounds of radiation, a double mastectomy, and reconstructive surgery.
Rhonda, how can these resources help people right now who are going through chemotherapy or are a survivor like yourself?
Well, I started chemotherapy during the height of cold and flu season, so I was particularly at risk for infection. After my first round of chemotherapy, my white blood cell count plummeted. So although I was given a shot to boost that count, I still needed to be incredibly careful, washing my hands, not eating foods high in bacteria, no hugs, kisses, those types of things, being very careful in public. So my doctor told me what I needed to do to help prevent, but quite honestly, when you're at the doctor's office, you're overwhelmed. You're tired. You don't feel well. And you're taking in a lot of information that you can't process. So to be able to come home, sit on my couch, open my laptop, and go to preventcancerinfections.org and talk to Tina in that environment is so helpful to understand what you need to do to prevent infection.
And Dr. Richardson, back to you. How can our listeners who've already been through treatment and are now cancer survivors, can you give them any info on how they can stay healthy?
Yes, people can go to preventcancerinfections.org. You can find the Tina in Espanol, as well as all of our resources in English and Spanish.
Well, congratulations to PICP's 10th anniversary, and it's great to hear about all the resources for cancer patients and survivors that are available, including details about Tina and Tina in Espanol, the virtual avatar simulator, the importance of infection prevention during chemotherapy, and tips for healthy lifestyle choices among patients and survivors. We're grateful for CDC's Dr. Lisa Richardson and cancer survivor Rhonda McCall-Walker being with us here to share on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, ladies, for being with us.
Thank you.
And don't forget, for more information, check out the website, preventcancerinfections.org. That's www.preventcancerinfections.org.
To GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Bye. Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America, just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent. Okay, a little bit ornery every once in a while, but that's only because David Benham, whenever he comes around, he has that effect on his brother, Jason, on me. It's just a special anointing, isn't it, David?
That's right. It's the power of the Holy Spirit.
That's it. Well, it's interesting because I got this readout, from the movie Reliant, for you and your brother, and this booking confirmation. It says David and Jason Benham, small characters in the film. How dare they? There's never small characters or small parts, right? I mean, it's the big character that you play. I mean, you and your brother, I mean, you're like redeeming angels in this movie.
we really enjoyed the part, and Kevin Sorbo and Brian Bosworth got these really big parts, and I remember when Patrick Johnson, who is the writer and the director of the movie, reached out to us. He goes, guys, I really want to put you guys in this movie, and you've got a big part in a very small way. it was fun. I'll tell you this, Bill, the message of the movie and just the theme, we thought was appropriate. Right. It kind of shows like what could potentially happen if chaos ensues. You know, we actually lose our government, or there's maybe even anarchy. What
exactly
would happen? And martial law takes over, and that's where Jason and I we come in as deputies, where we kind of deputized ourselves and said, okay, we're going to bring law and order, which is really, when we look at it, like, what would we do as a nation if truly our economic system collapsed or something like this? And so when we read the script, we were like, yeah, this actually makes sense. I think this will be a good movie.
Well, you know, the storyline, and you've touched on the message of Reliant, some would say, boy, it's not that far-fetched, considering where we are right now. The country is unhinged. We are in some, some aspect of chaos, which we know occurs when there is a clear rejection of truth. And this is what's happening. It's being manifest right before our eyes. And, I don't blame people for freaking out and beginning to think, okay, what's going to happen? But this is why we need to be on God's side, just like you and your brother were in the movie. And those self-deputized, you had the power of the Holy Spirit with you to play the role and to be that. And they're in these times, if they are to come, that's what's going to be required, right?
You know, think about it this way, Bill. If we reject truth, if we really reject God, some people say, well, your truth can be your truth and my truth is my truth and we'll all just get along just fine. Well, now let's just pause for a second and think about, let's draw a comparison to traffic on any given day in America. It flows smoothly and everybody goes together and you can drive what you want and believe what you want, but everybody agrees that red means stop and green means go.
Exactly.
Now, what would happen if someone said, well, I don't believe that, and I don't believe that you should believe that. You could be green, could be stop for you, and red could be go for me. Now, what would happen ultimately if that type of thinking took root in the entire traffic system? What would eventually ensue?
Yes. Now you would have, you'd be introduced with 63 versions of red and green.
Which is exactly where I'm going, Bill. You nailed it right on the head. When we take the foundational principles of humanity, the truths of humanity that have kept human flourishing in existence since the beginning of time, when you begin to redefine that, chaos is the natural byproduct. Mm-hmm. And confusion and corruption, and this is what we are watching. So to actually be in a movie that shows the collapse of our economic system is not that far-fetched, because the economic system is supported and undergirded and built upon the foundation of truth, mm-hmm. what is and what is not.
Exactly.
You know, Lady Justice has scales, or she's got scales, and she's got a blindfold, but it's the statue she's actually holding in a proper measure in order for the economic system to function properly. Well, when you begin to say, well, I don't believe that 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that 12 inches are in a foot. Well, I mean, this kind of nonsense thinking is actually taking root in the university and in the Hollywood elite.
Right.
And it's filtering out into our culture.
Well, and in much more depths than people realize. I mean, to the point, you mentioned corruption. I mean, what's on full display right now is a political system that is absolutely corrupt. And this is why critical thinking, this is why people of faith need to wise up and realize the battle that we are in, because what we are battling against is, it really is good and evil, and that's what it's come down to, because it's not like we weren't forewarned. We were told that there would be a time coming when good would be evil, evil would be called good, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. David, I mean, here we are.
Jesus said in his own words, he said, because of lawlessness, most people's love will grow cold.
Yes.
We keep hearing the word love wins, love wins. Well, love cannot be had apart from law and a transcendent truth and a return to our decency, a return to our morality, a return to the principles that built and made this nation great. And that's where Alexis de Tocqueville, who, it's not President Trump that actually coined the phrase, make America great again. It's Alexis de Tocqueville said, the key to America's greatness, and he found it, mm-hmm. not in her matchless harbor, or matchless constitution, or her ample harbor, or her fertile fields, but he found it when he walked into the churches in America, and it says, I heard their pulpits ablaze with righteousness. Mm-hmm. It was then that I discovered the key to America's greatness and power. America is great because America is good. And when America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great.
And look what's happening. The condition of our churches today. We've abandoned truth. And in fact, I was just having this discussion moments ago here, David, that the research showing that, the church in America is dying. But that's not necessarily a totally correct observation. Yes, there are churches who have abandoned doctrine, who have compromised the gospel. They are dying. They rightfully should die. The ones that are growing are the ones that have held to orthodoxy.
It's on the top of my mind. The Franken church model of institutional Christianity is dying.
Mm-hmm.
This monster we've built that we have to prop up and keep afloat. But the pillar and the foundation of truth, which is the true church of Jesus Christ outlined in 1 Timothy chapter 3, that is thriving. We're not just surviving. We are thriving. And when all of the other buildings, the foundation, Christ the cornerstone, will still be in place. And those of us who decide that we will surrender our lives to Christ and we will pick up our cross, we will stand on his truth, we will not bend away from it, and we will lovingly tell the truth, we will speak it in love, I'm telling you, that is what people will be able to stand on for the test of time. That
Amen.
Church is
right.
not dying at all.
Exactly. And that is the church that's needed right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to, and I know David joins me in doing this as we pray, that that you will have the courage. Because like our early founding, I mean, it didn't happen because people, were so fearful and passive that they didn't act. If we're going to, if we're going to revive this country and get it back on track, it requires courage and it requires people who are willing to, no longer be passive, but to fight for that which is righteous and good. David, let's talk about Reliant, the DVD coming out just in time for the holidays. So it's going to be a great stocking stuffer, a great movie for people to, if you missed it, on the big screen this first time around, well, you can see it in the convenience of your home, bring your neighbors over, and it will bring a lot of conversation. So get ready.
Yes, it will. Mm-hmm. Yes, it will. And I'll tell you this, and I want to give a little hook, that there's a scene, and I'm not going to tell you exactly what scene it is, but I was involved in the scene, and I was involved in a spiritual moment with Brian Bosworth's mm-hmm. character,
right.
who had really lost faith. And before the scene, before we actually shot it, Bos walks over to me, and he says, hey, listen, man. In his big voice, he said, I want you to know that when we deliver our lines, this is real for me.
Oh, wow.
And I'm telling you, Bill, when I was delivering my lines and he looked back at me and delivered his lines and started to weep, it was such a moving moment for me. Like, wow, this was not an act, folks.
Right.
So good.
Wow.
So I want to encourage you, please get the movie and go and watch that scene. It's very, very moving.
Okay, so what's next for you and Jason?
Well, we've launched a coaching company specifically for developing entrepreneurs mm-hmm. and really helping people transition their values into the marketplace. And unfortunately, those values can be demonized, but it's these very values that create, build, and grow strong businesses. So we've got a 12-part course coming out next year that we will be releasing. And it's all values-based, holistic entrepreneurship.
Well, and this is what, is needed for a time such as this, because we've got businesses that are, developing. People are excited to get back on the playing field again, David, as you know. And, you and your brother have been clear examples of what faithfulness to the gospel represents. That, it's not necessarily an easy ride. We're going to be persecuted. We need to sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed. He showed us the way, the truth, and the life. And we're to follow his lead. And
that's right.
You and your brother paid a price. And in only the way that God can redeem it, did he redeem it for you and your family.
That's exactly right. And we know that, we love it when God uses people's strengths to get us where he wants us to go. Mm-hmm. But we don't really like it as much when he uses someone's weakness and oftentimes someone's ill intent. To get us where he wants us to go. And there was definitely ill intent against my brother and I, but not really against us. It was against the Lord that we represent, Christ.
David Benham, stars. Big character. Big. You'd be surprised. And you can look for that part that he's talking about in that moment in the movie, Reliant, the DVD released December the 3rd of this year, just in time for the holidays. Enjoy. David, all the best to you and Jason and the family. Take care.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if...